Thanks for tuning in. From Municipal World, I'm Susan Gardner. This is the MW Shares podcast, where we share your stories, providing insights into the challenges and opportunities facing local governments and communities just like yours. In part one, I chatted with communications expert Jan Enns. She showed us how to Zoom like a pro and how a polished online presence makes all the difference when communicating with council and community. Today, we continue that conversation where Jan shares more tips and tricks on how to make your virtual appearance both professional and clean. And what about what to wear? We've heard about the new work from home wardrobe and reports that, you know, nice tops were selling wildly while pants not so much.
That's right.
How formal do we need to be in online now?
Right. Well, in some senses, like if we might have worn, say, a suit and tie or a blazer and a blouse to our council meetings, we can, I believe, tone it down a bit, you know, 10 to 15% roughly. We can tone it down a bit so that instead of like a jacket and a shirt, you might just wear your button-down shirt, for example, when broadcasting from home. But definitely keep it professional. I still think that wearing, and especially from the waist up, and wear something so if you have to stand up, you know, you're covered there, right? Definitely something to have there. One thing to watch for on video as well is busy patterns. I always choose solid colors. Busy patterns can tend to jump around and be really distracting as well for folks. But I still think we keep it professional. And I think that's a really good point you make about, there was an article, I think, in the Washington Post when at the height of the pandemic, when we had something like, you know, 5 million Canadians working from home, about the sales of shirts at Walmart going up. Yeah. Not pants.
That's the one.
Exactly. Yeah. So keep it professional. Remember that people are watching you. Again, you know, people are, especially if you're a board or a council, you know, you still want to put forth that strong, credible message to your community.
Now, what about when you're on the call? Any tips to keep in mind for that time?
Yes, definitely. So we talked about the lens. The other thing I think that's really important is lighting. I was doing some research on, you know, on how tips to rock your next video call for a book I'm working on. And I was talking to a colleague of mine who's a news director at Global News. And I said, so, you know, what do people need for these, you know, media Skype interviews now that we're all doing them online? And he said, the number one thing that people need to think about is lighting. He said, get as much lighting as you can on your face. And that makes sense, right, Susan? I mean, we don't want people squinting to see us. That would be annoying and give our audience, you know, a headache.
Yeah, I think we've all been on some of these calls where, you know, the person appears to be, you know, just like a dark shadow in their own room. And, you know, they're kind of... there, but not there. And, you know, kind of often sunk down as well. It looks maybe like they're trying to hide. So that's a great tip. Right. There's some tools you can use for this. You mentioned, you know, the some of the additional lighting that you can set up around your studio area.
Absolutely. And you can just, I mean, you can do the Canadian Tire Special with, you know, those little clamp lights and set those up so you have them on either side of your monitor. They're nicely balanced. If you have an overhead light, maybe just make sure it's over and slightly behind you. If it's right above you, it'll cast these crazy shadows all over your face and make your nose look five times as big. So, you know, watch for those things. I've actually bought some small lights that I keep on a stand on either side that I'm able to dim. The other thing that the lighting pundits talk about as well is making sure that you don't mix the natural and the light coming in through your window. So if you've got that sunlight streaming in, it might be a little too harsh. So they also talk about not mixing natural lighting with artificial lighting. So I actually block out, I've got, you know, the curtains again, as I said, that are behind me that help minimize the noise and create a nicer sound, but they also help make sure that the lighting is more controlled, if you will, especially if you're on a long call all day and the lighting's shifting throughout it. But most importantly, don't have it behind you. Don't have it beside you. It casts, you know, that bright light behind you, puts you in shade and makes you look dark. And I mean, Susan, let's face it. I mean, we're in government, right? We're in local government, and people already think we go into dark rooms and make this stuff up. So, you know, let's make sure that we put our best face forward.
What about mute? Let's talk about mute. We've talked about some of these embarrassing incidents where, you know, people very clearly, even if they've turned their camera off, they've neglected to mute themselves, and that it can be disastrous.
Yes, it can be, right? At a minimum, it's annoying, especially, you know, shuffling papers around. You can hear me sort of now shuffling notes around. Like, that in itself is just annoying, and it gets under people's skin. And again, it interferes with our communication, you know, what we're trying to present and what we hope they receive. So making sure that you've got that mute button pressed. And one tip I see, and I see this a lot with folks who are using iPads, is that they go to mute. And when we're on camera, things, the closer you get to the camera, the larger they appear. So when your hand is coming at the camera, I wish you could see me, I'm doing this right now. As your hand is coming at the camera, it looks like this giant Godzilla hand is coming right at you to hit the mute button. So you're freaking your audience out. So maybe send your hand under the lens and then just come up and hit the mute button at the bottom of your screen. Or use your mouse if you're on the laptop. But practice your presentation, right? Like, practice that so you can see what it looks like.
So, any other tips on delivery, how we can keep that sharp?
Right. I think a couple of things are around your vitiquette, and that really comes to, you know, knowing where your mute button is, not eating on camera, right? Like, we wouldn't, you know, munch away on a bag of potato chips at a council meeting or on a board meeting. Maybe we would, but, you know, maybe we'd be a little more discreet, but that, you know, things like using the mute button for that. So making sure, you know, how that appears and how you appear. The other thing too, and I think this is the part about, and this is not new because we certainly had it with conference calls, but that is that false start. Like, everybody starts speaking at once. Oh, and then we back off, or, you know, we start again. So one of the things I would recommend, that if you are having any kind of meeting, is to have a moderator, to have someone who's going to say, okay, Susan, you're up next. You know, what, anything to add to the conversation today? Or, you know, Taylor, you know, can you tell us more about that? So that there's someone guiding the flow in a more structured way that allows everybody to speak and helps reduce some of the confusion around those false stops and starts.
Just someone who can kind of orchestrate the whole thing to keep people from talking over top of each other.
That's right.
I so wish I had that in some of the social Zoom calls I've had. Yeah,
exactly. We did it. Actually, we had a social with our Canadian Public Relations Society chapter. Shout out to Northern Lights. But we got together early in the pandemic just to, you know, sort of connect with all of us as communication professionals and see how you were doing. And Renee McCloskey at the Fraser Fort George Regional District, she was awesome. She guided us all through, and it was a social. So, you know, it was fun, but she guided us all through, and it was really nice for everybody to have a chance to speak and be heard. It was really nice.
Now we're going to take a short break before getting into the rest of the conversation with Jan Enns. Municipal World invites you to sink your teeth into something worthwhile. In his new book, Welcome to the Hall, local government veteran James Ridge brings important insights and critical lessons every municipal leader should have in their arsenal. Whether you're fresh to the municipal scene or a seasoned vet yourself, an administrator, or a member of council, this book will equip you with both information and inspiration for the important work you do in local government. Find it in our bookstore at books.municipalworld.com. Without further delay, let's jump back into that conversation with Jan Enns. So I am one of my own pet peeves is is around, you know, folks joining in, joining the meeting, the camera's off, they don't have a profile picture, they're kind of, you know, they're kind of incognito to some extent, or changing, you know, they've changed the name, they've changed their name on the Zoom meeting, so you're not sure who's there. These are other things. Tips on this?
Right. And that's really where you need someone to chair the meeting, to say, hey, I can see you're on board. Just want to confirm, you know, let's do around the room. I see Taylor's here. I see Susan's here. I see, you know, Mary, you here? Yeah. Okay. And I'm not quite sure who's this phone number, you know, can you just, who is it? And they'll say, oh, it's me, Bob. And yeah, just figuring this out or whatever. But that kind of leadership is so important, perhaps even more important, where we don't have the automatic nonverbal cues that we would normally have when we're in person.
That is one of the challenges with this, is that I do feel sometimes that, you know, especially if, even if, you know, as, you know, is the case with us, we can't see each other, but we did before we started recording this, that if you don't have that, especially if it's a bit larger group of people and you don't see the faces, and it does tend to kind of give a, it reduces the trust, I think, in the, in the meeting.
It does. It does. And it depends, of course, on the format of the meeting or the type of meeting, for example. Like, you know, if it's a webinar, everybody's probably muted and nobody has their cameras on.
Right.
So that's more of a, you know, an instructional, hey, I'm going to walk you through these tips, or, you know, whatever that is, or present this information, orientation. And then, but, you know, you're right, like in a meeting where this is like a group of people that we need to come together and discuss something, yeah, you need to be transparent about who you are and whatnot. And again, I think that comes to the importance of having a chair with those leadership skills that transfer onto this, to be able to guide the conversation and encourage those who might be wanting to be fly under the radar or be incognito to at least acknowledge at the beginning of who they are, so we know who we have in the room. Absolutely.
So important. So for folks who want to learn more, what can we do?
Well, there's a couple things. First off, I definitely say practice what you're going to present. So get fluid and familiar with the different platforms. If you're going to be on a Zoom call, practice a Zoom. If it's going to be WebEx, practice it, even if it means downloading the free app and just trying it. Find your friendlies that can give you that feedback. You can also just record yourself. So you can use these platforms and hit record and just practice talking. Practice, okay, what happens when I look down? Oh, what happens? I have two screens, for example. So I really have to focus on, you know, where do I put my notes? Do I need to tape notes right under my lens? You know, do I need to print them out in 14-point font, or those kind of things, so that you can maintain that eye contact for as long as you're as possible. It's still okay to look down at your notes. I mean, that's still entirely natural, but come back to that lens. So practice what you're going to present, I think, is the most important one. If you have friends to do that, whatever that looks like, at a minimum, take a screenshot of your favorite position. I mean, you sit sitting slouched in your chair, right? Would your mom come and say, hey, sit up straight, you know, have a look at what you look like, because what we think we see and what others see can be completely different.
And you've provided us with an excellent tip sheet too, that we're going to share out on our website. So folks who are listening in can go and pick up that tip sheet for more great ideas. This has been wonderful, Jan. Any thoughts as we wrap up?
I think really it comes back to what you said at the beginning, and that is, yes, we've seen, you know, we saw this massive transition as people made this mass migration from their offices to their kitchen tables during the height of the pandemic. And I think something like 40% of the Canadian workers were now working from home. So, you know, huge, that's a huge number of transitions. So we're all trying to grapple with this IT, that we don't have IT down the, you know, in the next room. He's in the next, you know, he's in the next town, or, you know, down the road. So we're really really kind of sorting this out ourselves. And I think that practice is really important. What I think is really important, though, is that it's here to stay. We still know, the research is telling us, that there's still a significant number of people who are saying, we're going to stay home and we're going to continue to do this for the short term and or the long haul. So it's a change that's been boosted upon us, if you will, over this whole COVIDiness. And it's something I think we need to get good at.
Well, you've shared some great information, great tips with us. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. And I know that folks listening in will be getting ready to put a little bit of polish on their presence online.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me, Susan. Always a pleasure to talk all things local government and all things communications.
Thank you. I want to thank Jan Enns for taking the time to chat with us, and thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Jan, follow her on Twitter at Jan Enns. If you found the information in today's episode useful, we hope you'll please drop us a note to let us know, or give us a shout on Twitter at Municipal World. Until next time, I'm Susan Gardner. This is MW Shares. Please stay healthy, stay safe.